Today, live on Introductions, our guest is 14-year-old pianist Kyle Janik Hwang, who just won the 2012 Crane Mailing Foundation Chicago Symphony Orchestra Youth Auditions in March, and he'll perform with the CSO as a soloist next season. He's also performed as a soloist with the Lake Forest Symphony, was the silver medalist of the 2011 Seattle International Piano Competition, and was the winner of the 2011 Walgreens National Concerto Competition Piano Division, among other awards. He's prepared for us a program this hour of Ravel and Stravinsky, which is coming up after this short break. Welcome to Introductions. I'm David Polk. Our guest live this hour in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio is 14-year-old pianist Kyle Janik Hwang, a scholarship recipient at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy Program for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians, who studies with his aunt, Brenda Hwang, at the Academy. He'll be entering Palatine High School next fall. In March, he won the 2012 Crane Mailing Foundation Chicago Symphony Orchestra Youth Auditions, which are presented by the League of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Association. And as the winner, Kyle will perform as a soloist with the CSO in the 2012-2013 season. He's won many other competitions as well, including those organized by the Chinese Fine Arts Society, the DePaul Community Music Division, the Society of American Musicians, Steinway, and too many other competitions and awards to list right now. He's prepared for us two longer works this hour. Later, he'll perform three movements of Stravinsky's Petrushka for piano, and in a moment, he'll begin with Ravel's Mirwars. Well, welcome to WFMT, Kyle. So tell us right away, what was it like? What were the Chicago Symphony Orchestra youth auditions like? What did you perform for those auditions, and what were the auditions actually like?
I performed the first movement of Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto, and the auditions were a little nerve-wracking, to say the least. It was the first time I was playing on CSO stage. But afterwards, it was fun. The other pianists were friendly, and you know, I just had a good time the whole day.
So the finals were held on the stage of Orchestra Hall. So did you listen to everybody before you, or were you backstage? What happened right before you went out onto the stage?
Well, I was just backstage waiting, and nervous, trying, you know, not to be too nervous. I was thinking about music in my head, and then I was just waiting, you know.
Just waiting and
waiting. You can't do that much backstage.
It probably seemed like forever waiting to hear the results, right?
Yeah.
And that was just the easy part, because then next season you will actually perform with the orchestra. Have you given any thought about that yet, or is it too soon, about what you might play?
No, not yet. And they have to choose the piece for me. Mm-hmm. And it's not until next year, so I won't be worried about it until they give me the concerto I'm playing.
So other than the CSO Youth Auditions, what has been another favorite experience of yours performing piano?
I really liked performing with Lake Forest Symphony. Performing with a professional orchestra is a good experience. It's very fun. Alan Hetherington is a great conductor, and he's really nice. And I just had a good time both the days I performed.
Oh, you performed twice with them. What did you perform with the Lake Forest Symphony?
I performed Liszt Piano Concerto Number 1.
Wow, you're pushing yourself there. So that's very impressive. And so you must have been, 13 years old when you did that? Because that was last year. You're 14 now?
Yes, I was 13.
When did you get started on piano?
Well, when I was 5, I saw my aunt playing piano and some of her older students playing piano, and I was inspired by them. So that's when I started playing piano.
When you were 5, and did you like it right away? Was it what you expected it to be?
I can't remember that much from back then, but my aunt told me I didn't really improve at piano until I was 8. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing I didn't work hard at it until I was about 7.
Yeah, then. It was probably a lot more work than you expected, huh?
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
Well, later in the program.
Especially for a five-year-old.
Especially for a five-year-old. And we'll forgive you for not remembering everything that happened to you when you were 5 years old. Yeah. We'll talk a little bit later about exactly how much work it takes to perform at this level. And maybe you can give us some tips about practicing. But let's get into some music. You have two longer pieces for us this hour. Later, we'll hear Stravinsky's Petrushka, three movements of Petrushka for piano. And then first, you're going to begin with Ravel's Miroir, or most of the Miroir. Why did you select this piece, and what do you like about it?
Well, this piece has a certain level of technical technique required, but also it's got a lot of different colors and sounds in throughout the five pieces. It's a suite of five pieces, and you know, it's all interesting. It's fun to perform.
Mm-hmm. And it's much different than the Tchaikovsky you performed at the CSO Youth Auditions.
Yeah, it's an impressionist piece, you know, French impressionist. So it's different from other kinds of pieces. It just has all those colors. That's mostly what the impressionism was about.
Well, maybe we'll talk a little bit more about those colors after we get to hear them, because I know that even just the way you hit a piano key for these impressionistic pieces can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
So Kyle is going to perform the second through fifth movements of Ravel's Miroir. The second movement is called Oiseau Triste, Sad Birds. The third movement is called Une Barque sur l'Océan, the boat on the ocean. The fourth movement is Alborada del Gracioso, loosely translated as a clown's song. And then the fifth movement is La Vallée des Cloches, the Valley of the Clocks. Again, Ravel's Miroirs, performed by our guest this hour, live on Introductions, 14-year-old pianist Kyle Janikwong from our Levin Performance Studio.
Thank you. Thank you.
14-year-old pianist Kyle Jenik Hwang in an enchanting and a thrilling performance of Ravel's Mirar. We heard the second, third, fourth, and fifth movements live here in our Levin Performance Studio on Introductions. That was just beautiful, Kyle. Thank you for that performance. You were clearly, as we could hear and also as I could see, completely absorbed by the music, sometimes looking towards the sky. Sometimes it looked as if your eyes were almost closed.
Towards the ceiling.
Towards the ceiling. Yes, we are in the studio. What are you thinking about while you're performing?
Well, during a performance, I just try to enjoy the music and what I'm playing. I try not to think too much about the notes, the techniques, or the noises the audience is making. Just thinking about the music, and I enjoy performances a lot. It pays off all the practicing.
Absolutely, it was thrilling to watch you perform because the piece is so technically challenging, but you have to make it sound easy in order to give it this impressionistic feel. You have to have your ears on the big picture, and you definitely did that. So thank you for that performance. Awesome. We'll speak with Kyle and also hear some more music in a few minutes. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition and perform on this program. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload a music file. And we also welcome your comments. You can leave one directly for Kyle Jenik Hwang on the Introductions webpage in the comments section, where he will be able to see them. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear music from Stravinsky's Petrushka. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Introductions. I'm David Polk. Our guest today live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio is 14-year-old pianist Kyle Jenik Hwang. He's the winner of the 2012 Crane Mayling Foundation Chicago Symphony Orchestra Youth Audition, which are presented by the League of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Association. As the winner, Kyle will perform as a soloist with the CSO in the 2012-2013 season, the date still to be announced. Kyle is a scholarship recipient at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians, where he studies with his aunt, Brenda Hwang. Among his many accomplishments are performing as a soloist with the Lake Forest Symphony last year. He also earned the silver medal at the 2011 Seattle International Piano Competition, and he won the piano division of the 2011 Walgreens National Concerto Competition, among many other accomplishments, too many to list right now. He will enter Palatine High School as a freshman in the fall. So Kyle, your aunt is your piano teacher at the Music Institute, Brenda Hwang, and she's also past winner of the CSO Youth Auditions, and you competed with your twin brother, Ryan, in the auditions, and he was a finalist, and we'll have him on this program next week. So you have quite the musical family. I'm sure I'm missing some other musical family members. What is it like having your aunt as your piano teacher?
Well, during lessons, she's just my teacher. It's just like having a normal teacher. But there are some advantages, such as having free lessons.
Yeah.
And she lives nearby me, so I don't have to drive very far to get my lessons.
Uh-huh.
And outside of the lessons, she's just my aunt most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
What kind of advice does your aunt, your teacher, give you about playing the piano that you think of while you're performing?
Well, she says that during a performance, I should just be relaxed and not worrying about the notes. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm doing, just enjoying the performance.
That seems like it'd be a lot easier said than done.
Yeah. It's not really. I mean, you just have to. It's not that hard to enjoy the music. If you've practiced the notes enough at home, then you shouldn't have to worry about them during a performance.
Mm-hmm. You just invest the time to make sure you have a mastery of it so that you can enjoy it.
Yeah.
And not worry about it. And clearly you enjoyed the first piece, and we enjoyed that as well. And your next piece is by Stravinsky. So you're going to play three movements from Petrushka for obviously for piano, Stravinsky's arrangement for piano. So how did this piece come along? Why did you choose this one?
In the summertime, I think 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, maybe 1 year ago, my aunt asked me if I wanted to play Petrushka. I said, sure, because I'd heard it twice before, and I figured I liked it. And at the time, I didn't know how hard this piece was, how challenging the technique was, but if I did know, I probably would have wanted to play it even more. You know, I would have been excited to play it because I like challenges.
Uh-huh. So it was a lot harder than you expected.
Yeah.
But once you started it, there was no turning back.
Yep.
Well, we're going to hear three movements. The first one is called Danse Russe, Russian Dance. The second movement, Chez Petrushka, Petrushka's Room. And then the third movement, La Semaine Grasse, the Shrovetide Fair, or Mardi Gras. Again, this is Stravinsky, performed by 14-year-old pianist Kyle Janik Wong, live here on Introductions in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio.
Thank you.
Three movements from Stravinsky's Petrushka, Russian dance, Petrushka's Room, and the Shrovetide Fair, performed live here in Introductions by 14-year-old pianist Kyle Janik Huang from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. Such a commanding performance, but also playful and mischievous. All the important elements of Petrushka, you conveyed them so well, Kyle. Thank you for that wonderful hour of music. And
you're welcome.
We wish you the best of luck with your performance with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra next season. Before we leave you, what is your dream piano gig? You already are performing with the CSO, so who knows? Maybe you'll like it. You might get used to that.
Well, that was my dream piano gig.
It was.
Yeah, playing with the CSO.
So you're 14 years old. You'll be performing with the CSO, and we'll very much look forward to that. The date to be announced, and we'll try to communicate that on this program when it does happen. And after that, we'll look forward to following your piano career, Kyle. Kyle is a scholarship recipient at the Music Institute of Chicago's Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians. He studies with his aunt, Brenda Huang, and his twin brother, who was a finalist in the CSO Youth Auditions, will be performing next Saturday live here on Introductions, Ryan Janik Huang. And Kyle will be entering Palatine High School as a freshman in the fall. You can listen to this performance again, find the complete program, upload an audition, and leave a comment directly for the performer you just heard, Kyle Janik Huang, by visiting wfmt.com/introductions. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. Our engineer today was Joshua Savageau. Our theme music was performed by Trio Vida. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.